Spitwads, we're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy works. One of the things that I love the most about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place easy because you don't have to go to a million different spots. I remember when I used to hire for Broken Bulb way back in the day, I'd have to go to some place to market the ad. I'd have to go to a different place to find them, a different place to vet them. You're leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day on Indeed's matching engine. They are constantly learning, constantly getting better. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ballers. So just go to Indeed.com/ballers right now. Support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/ballers. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
Tap-a-do-tap-tip-tip-a-ba-doo-ba-doo-boo.
Ooh! Ooh, I liked it!
Yeah, that's not bad.
It had a different pace. It said, you know what, on today's episode, we're going a little faster.
I thought it was a drum kit. It was like a high, you know, a hi-hat.
It's up to interpretation.
That's what all good art is, and this is some of the last remaining art. They can't replace this show with artificial intelligence, is what I'm saying.
At least,
oh yeah, they can.
At least not for a year.
Yeah, right now.
And when you
computers
say,
can't comprehend this level of humor.
When you say they, you're really talking about us, right? we're going to be the ones
replacing ourselves.
Yeah, with AI, we're going to be like, oh, we'll figure this out.
Yes.
I think if you submitted AI 281 episodes, because this is the 281st episode of the Spitballers Podcast, you gave them 281 shows, they should be able to make a show.
Yeah.
No question.
And when they're this that show should crush.
How do you even know that this isn't an AI show?
Show?
I think AI would reject the amount of poop jokes.
Like AI would have a decency filter that's different?
No one actually thinks it's that funny.
I know they say this show is family friendly, but this is an immoral show that is bringing society down.
If AI could do the show, we could just play pickleball all day long.
Have
you thought about that?
I'm in.
I'm in. I ran. I ran all the
I know Al Borland's
outcomes.
In.
I ran them all.
Which, by the way, Al Borland, since we are pickleball fiends.
Yeah.
Al Borland back there in Deucer's Alley, who is the fiendiest.
He is the fiendiest.
He's the most aggressively.
I can't even believe he's here right now because that means he's not playing pickleball.
Which he is here right now, but you probably have a game right after.
I'll be out as soon as we're done done with this recording.
We have done a ton of pickleball playing out here, and I want to give a shout out to some friends of ours in the pickleball world because Al Borland himself makes an appearance in a pickleball documentary.
Wow.
You must like playing?
No.
Oh.
He's watching.
It's a good documentary, Mike.
But like watching people be good at the sport?
We have a league out here in Arizona, and they did a documentary, and you can check it out at breakingpickleball.com and try to find Al.
I just want to be clear, though.
He's not playing.
Okay.
But are you watching?
He's watching and eating, I think.
brand.
I don't know if he's eating.
I'm not eating. I'm holding my child.
But you were eating, right?
Oh, yeah. I had dinner that night, just like every other night.
Okay. All right. Breakingpickleball.com if you want to check that out. We have Would You Rather. That's a great question. And we are drafting, and we've done some of these drafts before. I didn't know there were so many things that I liked that were this color. We are drafting things that are white.
It's pretty easy because there are quite a few staples, if you will.
I wouldn't draft staples.
No, they're not.
Those are things that are metal. Those are another good draft.
Things that are metal?
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's a funny one. All right. So we are drafting things that are white on today's show.
The Terminator is metal.
Yeah, that would be a good pick.
Thank you.
Great job, Jay. That'll be good for another draft. Know any other things that are metal?
Oh, my God. So many things.
Really?
I know so many things that are metal.
That's
you
awesome.
Wouldn't even believe it. You'd be like, how does he know
what's
all
metal?
Of those metal things? Like a basketball pole, you know? Straight metal.
Straight metal. All right, we better get going.
Would you rather?
You?
Why is Jason is not breathing?
Jason just almost spit taked from making himself laugh at his own stupid
at his own metal joke.
He is choking.
I just got it down. I really almost spit because that's equally, I think, one of my favorite jokes of all time, but only because it was literally the stupidest thing. I've said so many stupid things in my life on this show, on the Footballers, just the worst jokes of all time. And I think that was the dumbest one I've ever
declaring
made.
Declaring how much you know about metal.
Yes, and I'm so proud of myself for
he was
Mom,
laughing.
I did it.
He was laughing so hard that I was 100% sure it was an inside joke about something that you two are laughing
that's
at.
That's an outside joke.
Y'all got to participate along.
On an outside joke. All right, this question for Would You Rather comes in from Andy. Oh, I like that name. From Twitter. Would you rather understand and be a leading expert in artificial intelligence, as we just talked about, or in space flight and exploration?
Interesting.
Here's what I'll say. Space flight and exploration, cool, you're an expert in it. But we're not doing any of that Star Trek stuff, right? Like, we haven't put a person
not
onto
yet.
The lunar surface in, like, what, seven,
we're,
like, 40 years?
Well,
we're working on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we are. So let me ask you this. If you're a leading expert in spaceflight and exploration, there is, you know, like SpaceX, they're trying to get people to Mars, right? Let's say in our lifetime, we land a person on another planet. We land a human being on Mars. That is the, you know, that's the Buzz Aldrin moon landing. You know, that's a global event, a marker of human history. Now, there's not much outside of that. When I read this question, I was like, oh, there's so much AI. There's so much use case for this, so little for space flight exploration. But would that one moment make it worth it? Where it's like I was.
Yes.
That would
yes,
do it
that
for
would
you.
Make it worth it. However, I think, why aren't we just sending a bunch of AI to Mars? Like a bunch of, you know, the Boston Dynamics robots and the, you know, Tesla's robots. Like, why not send?
We did. The rover was there.
Yeah, but I'm not talking no rover. I want like
feet, not wheels.
One to one. Every person has its AI avatar that lives on Mars. So you put the headset on here, then you can go walking around Mars in your robot and everyone's safe.
I think the communication timeline.
Yeah.
From doing something.
We can fix that, right?
I don't think so. It's a pretty
wide
distance.
There's laws that cannot be broken.
Yeah. Well, the speed of light thing?
Yeah. There's a maximum speed for everything. The where?
Didn't we get live pictures from the moon?
Well, they're live, but they're delayed.
By how much?
Well, the moon is much closer than
Mars. You're telling
me
when I'm controlling my robot on Mars, I move its arm up, it's going to take like...
It's going to take a few
45 minutes,
or
something?
No, not that long, but a couple minutes.
Really?
That's not that bad.
Will you communicate that quickly?
I believe
so. Genuinely,
I that's my belief, but I...
well, if you believe
I'm saying
it,
like, as, like, I believe that's what I had heard, but I could be way off. The thing for space flight and exploration is no one will be mad or picketing against your accomplishments, where as we move forward with AI, as... Like the general public becomes more and more aware of what AI is, has the ability to do, what it is rapidly moving forward in the ability to do. There will be a backlash. Like there's a backlash coming of people being really, really angry.
Similar
with AI.
To the backlash of the Haley Joel Osment AI movie.
The second half of it.
Yeah.
The first half was fine.
Yeah. So even if you do a movie about AI, there's backlash. But I mean, your condition of like, I get to Mars. The truth is I said no to that one because I don't think anything that's going to happen while I'm alive.
You don't think we get to Mars?
Oh, I think Mars happens.
No, not while we're alive.
Yeah. How long do you think you'll live? Just
give me 80.
Okay. So 40 more years.
There's no way. There's just no way. I don't think we're going to do it. It's been 50 years since we've been to the moon.
But that'll make it 90 years between moon and Mars.
I want to believe. All right, like Ian Mulder would say, I want to believe.
I think we get someone on.
It comes down to money. I think we stopped going to the moon just because the space race was done. Public interest in going to the moon had waned, so the NASA budget got cut.
You guys can believe it. I don't care. But the man who said we're going to go to Mars can't deliver a Cybertruck on time. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. It's not happening quickly.
But 40 more years, I think we'll get there. I'm gonna make my prediction right now.
If you chose that one to be the expert in space, and it happened,
oh, I'm not saying
on your 79th birthday.
Yeah,
would it still be satisfying as you expire?
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
So you can't.
I don't want a legacy post-mortem that I don't get to enjoy.
So your 40-year window is not 40-year window. That's my point.
Not. Yeah, that's a good point.
How soon does it have to happen before you are happy?
Okay. Alternatively, if you're a leading expert in AI.
You can control AI.
I actually believe that you will be the problem. You know, robots will take over, and you will be the bad guy. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'd rather be the bad guy that knows how to control my army of AI robots.
Okay, so that's
what I'm going.
That's
with.
Bringing up a very good point. I mean, I don't know if you can control.
I will have the kill switch.
You have the best chance of controlling it.
Mm. All right, final answers.
But also, if you're the leading expert in AI, what are the chances that the Terminator comes back for you?
It's 50-50.
No, the Terminator's not coming back for you. Humans are coming back for you. We've seen this.
Miles Dyson. Oh, yeah, I'm thinking about it backwards.
Yeah, yep, Miles Dyson.
You are right.
You don't want to be Miles Dyson.
Yeah. No, you don't. And you do the
That was a good way to die. That was a good way to die, man. I remember watching him die. Yes. Andy is lost. There are dozens of people watching that are like, I know exactly what they're talking about.
All right.
It's so exaggerated.
I loved it. I loved it in the moment. I was like, that's a bold choice. I love it. Because I think, you know, I wanted to be an actor when that movie came out. And I was like.
Oh, were you moved?
Oh, I was like, okay, go get it. Go get it. That's right.
Space or AI?
I'm AI.
AI.
Well, let's move on to this, Jim. Annabelle from Patreon writes in.
What's wrong with Annabelle?
Would you rather have one butt cheek? With a hole in the middle of it. Now you know.
It's a belly button.
Yeah.
Would you rather have one butt cheek with a hole in the middle of it
or booty button.
Or three butt cheeks with two normal cracks and two shoots.
Oh.
Okay. Why'd she say shoots?
Okay, this is how we know. This is the public knows. This is not an AI built
right.
show.
They would never.
So one butt cheek with a hole in the middle of it.
I mean, genuinely, that's like a belly. If you've got a fat belly, the visual is pooping out of your belly button, right? I mean, that's, yeah.
I think we have a beta tester right here.
Yeah, I can tell you what it looks like.
But now, then the double butt cheeks.
Either way.
Or the triple butt cheeks, double shoots, as she puts it.
Either way, you have a problem with pants, right? Because of where normal pants, where the seam is.
Yeah, you're going to need some customs here. I think the issue is a crack necessary? Is a crack necessary for cleanliness? Or alternatively, does a crack get in the way of cleanliness?
I think it's better for cleanliness.
I think it's worse. I think it was better for cleanliness back in the day when we didn't have ways to clean and wash.
I feel like if it's just a hole that's on the outside.
That's a problem.
I feel like you almost need a cap.
Yeah.
That you got to screw in.
You have a big problem because you're not sitting on your cheek.
No, you're sitting on your hole.
You're saying you're physically going to hurt.
Yeah.
I'm worried about bacteria. I'm worried about hemorrhoids. I think you could. Okay, that's fair. That's a fair worry. Those aren't good.
No.
How big's the hole?
would say normal. Normal
just,
sphincter
just,
size.
Just
it Why? Doesn't change.
I'm just thinking if it was bigger, it'd be, you know, no more constipation and stuff.
I don't think the constipation is
based upon the size.
Yeah. If you have two shoots, could one be constipated and the other one not?
That's a great question.
Do you have two digestive tracts?
I think
or
you
one
just
tract?
Got, I think you got one tract and it wise off at the
so
end.
So wait,
you
know, that means they simul poop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you
they're always
a,
in sync.
You will have a toilet problem.
Although, could you, if you've got, you know, I've got control of my bowels. If you could control
everybody,
this,
give him a round of applause.
I'm just saying, like,
he can control.
You know, you go left, right. Like, think about a cow getting milked. You know
no,
what I mean?
Don't
boom,
think
boom,
about
boom,
that.
Boom, boom, left, right, left,
same
right.
Same toilet, though, right?
Yeah, same toilet. But not
could,
that wide.
I'm talking the logistics of
it. If
like,
it's same toilet, it can't be. You need three areas to sit.
Just sit sideways, my man, in a long toilet.
No. You still need the middle to be supported. You got to think about this fourth dimensionally.
Wait, you're
saying that you need the middle
you,
of the cheeks to be supported.
You think if there was another, essentially another butt between my current butt cheeks.
Double butt.
That yeah. It would feel awkward sitting there.
You can't
there.
Hang the middle of your, like, you can't hang one side of your current situation into the toilet, can you? You need both sides of your butt cheeks to be supported.
This would be. I think the more I think about it, it's gonna be too hard to spread. I think that this is gonna be.
You
a
don't have
real
three
problem.
Legs, right?
No, you don't have three legs.
I'm gonna go with the one butt cheek,
yeah.
One hole.
I'm going single butt cheek, and I'm going
double butt.
You figured out the math on how to make it work.
Yeah, I think it works.
He's doing it. He's doing a diagram over here. You need a center pedestal.
I want to be. Fair to Annabelle and her question.
Annabelle, get checked out. All right, Zach from the website. Would you always rather talk with a 1 second lip sync delay or always be the person who says the last thing before a conversation dies?
Oh, man.
That is not a great feeling.
It isn't. It's not common. But when you say something and then no one has a response, not like even a joke, you're just saying something and then it's like, well, you just killed the vibe.
But sometimes you don't kill the vibe. There's
always an end to things.
Yeah, there is always a natural lull in the conversation. It always
I've
happens.
Heard that's every, I heard 7 minutes.
Yeah, that's just,
I was told that's 7 minutes on a conversation, that's when it dies.
I don't think there's a hard and universal rule to where.
It's not universal. It's an average.
Okay. An average makes more sense.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying like every
Nobody
7 minutes.
Nobody with a timer jumps out and goes, and stop.
Now, could you loophole this rule by just being the person who has to get the last word in? You know what I mean? Like you're leaving the
yeah,
room.
Yeah, kind of.
You have to repeat the last good point somebody made as your own point at the end.
And then
end it.
Do you do it sarcastically?
No.
then it makes them feel bad. You know what I mean? They say like, oh, you know, I don't like Buicks. Oh, I don't like Buicks. And then it's over. And then it's all silent.
Silence can be painful in a large group.
Yes.
You know, the lip sync delay. How many people have to look at me while I'm talking? I know there are lip readers out there.
I would say
that'll be a problem.
I would say most people that you talk to are looking yeah. at you while you're
talking. I have a real
speak.
Question here.
Okay.
Have you ever been in a one-on-one conversation and it's a kind of a longer conversation, somebody maybe you don't know. Have you ever gotten inside your own head on like what part of their face you're supposed to be looking at? Because people say you're supposed to make eye contact. But then I think the natural thing you end up doing is watching the mouth. But then you're sitting there thinking about what you should be watching to be respectful.
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't know what to watch.
I have not. I can see where you're coming from, but I've not experienced that.
I
what do you look at?
I haven't either. You just look at them in the face. I don't think there's like I'm not like staring at your pupil or I think I take you all.
This
in.
Is my point is you trying to figure this out in your head right now.
Yeah.
Is the thing that you don't want to do when you're trying to
the
do,
only time,
actively do it.
The only time that it's like a active thing in your head is like if you know, if the person's got like a real big mole or something, and you're like trying to be like, just act cool. Just look them in the face. Okay.
So, don't.
And then you end up just death staring their eyeballs like, look, I'm fine.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm fine. I'm looking right at you.
Eyeballs is what you should be doing, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, the eye contact.
But then the mouth, a lot of people read lips to kind of understand people better.
Yeah, my wife is hard of hearing. She can't hear under like the lower register, and
can you guys like talk to each other with really low frequency in the house, and she can't hear it?
Yeah, that's what we do.
Don't tell mom about the ice cream in
that. Don't tell your mother about this. And she's right next to me.
She has no idea. See that you guys are having a conversation. But
no,
can't.
She doesn't know. She thinks we're whistling in a low tone. Because I always do this with my
and the kids come in.
Hey, Dad, can I have more
dessert?
Problem
is my youngest, his voice hasn't changed, so it always
breaks
crushes.
He's the rat.
Yeah, he's the rat. But no, seriously, when like COVID hit, she didn't realize that she read lips.
Oh, because the masks.
Until the masks came around. And then it was like she realized she couldn't hear anyone because she could hear muffled noises. Which, when she reads lips, she puts that together, and it's like, oh, totally normal, like no problem. But as soon as someone's got a mask, if they've got an accent and a mask, she's out. She's like, I'm done. You tell me what they said. I can't make it out.
Have you seen the there's an AI technology where you wear a pair of glasses, and it like subtitles people talking.
What?
In real time.
That's cool.
A kid from MIT made it. And so you could be wearing them if you're deaf, have a and then like somebody's talking to you and it says in the glasses, in your eye frame, subtitles of what they're saying.
Dude, that's just, and now you put Google Translate in there and you can go anywhere in the world.
That's exactly what I was thinking of. Yeah.
Yeah, you could just.
That's wild.
Because I've used Google Translate, like when I was in Columbia, you'd use it all the time.
You could communicate
with anybody. You could. Was that the delay?
I was just trying to do the final words sarcastically to test it out.
Right in the middle of the conversation.
Yeah, that wasn't good.
But okay. I don't even remember what I was saying.
You were talking about Google Translate.
When you went out of state.
Just like it's so close to being out of state. Yes.
I went over to California. I had no idea what those people were saying.
Yeah. It was like, bro, what do you mean, bro? Oh, you mean mister. You got it. but it would be amazing if that's in your field of vision. That being said, when you're talking about this, I think you have to take the 1 second lip sync delay because when you say the last thing before a conversation dies, you're always party pooper.
So you're saying that with a 1 second lip sync delay, your mouth moves and then the sound comes out. So it's like, hey.
Right, exactly. For those of you listening.
What if people call you out on it? Do you just tell them it's because I'm so far away?
No. I'm going mask. I'm wearing my.
That's a cheat.
Yeah, it is. I like cheating these. I like looking for loopholes. If I had a 1 second delay, I would wear a mask and then you would have no idea.
Okay. All right. We're going to move on, Jason.
All
right. Right now.
Oh, we're going to move on right now?
All right. Quick break. Back with another segment. Hey, Spitwads. I like stress-free eating. And you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. I've talked about Factor before because I got a box of Factor meals recently and my son stole like 3/4 of them from the box and then ate them all. And I felt a little bit left out because they're delicious and they're never frozen. They're chef crafted. There's tons of options. It's a 2-minute ready to eat situation, which is kind of probably why my teenager loved it the most. But look, there's 60 different add-ons. You can go for gourmet add-ons like premium ingredients, like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, asparagus. These are no fuss meals. Look, it's just, that's the key word there. I like them because there's no fuss, no stress. Head to factormeals.com/ballers50 and use the code ballers50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's the code ballers50 at factormeals.com/ballers50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. while your subscription is active.
That's a great question.
Are you thinking up other metal things that you know about?
Dude, he doesn't have to think.
Yeah, I just,
he just knows them.
I just have it in my mind. I can see him so clearly. Just it's
give me
unbelievable.
Some. Give me
like
some
monkey
of the
monkey bars.
Monkey
if you're
bars?
Out on the playground,
okay,
then those are made of
those
metal.
Are made of metal.
Some
right.
door frames.
Some door frames,
of,
yeah,
are made of metal.
Some are, yeah,
yeah. I mean, there are wooden
Don't.
Versions of the metal door frame,
but that's not your
expertise.
Yeah.
No, don't blow all your picks for the big draft coming up.
Yeah.
That's a great question.
Can't wait for the things that are metal draft, man. I'm going to crush you
guys.
Yeah,
you know a lot. I'll be honest.
Put that on the docket, Owl.
Carl from Twitter has a great
you
question.
You won't believe. We're going 50 rounds. My knowledge of metal things is going to blow your mind.
This is really tickling him. He knows so much about what things are made of,
it's
specifically
so
metal.
Just,
yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, no.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
It is seriously, it is crazy.
It's going to blow your mind. You're going to be like, how does he know about metal so much?
He has literal tears running down his
face. Just, he knows a lot, man.
Oh, man. He
spent most of his life
learning about metal things. Okay, well, let's
We're
go
moving
to the,
on.
Yeah,
Carl's
please.
Got a great question. Without using the word water, describe the taste of water.
Oh, what?
Refreshing?
Yeah. Well, that's fine.
Okay.
Clean.
Crisp.
That was in my mind.
Wet.
Oh, nice.
It's going to blow your mind
clear.
How much I know about water.
clear.
Clear. That's the taste.
It tastes clear.
Oh. Man, this tastes so clear.
I forgot you said the taste. I thought we were just describing it.
No.
The taste of water.
Neutral?
I like that he says, I forgot that you said the taste. You read the questions, Andy. Only you said that.
Neutral. I like that.
Okay.
Could
you say bland?
Flavorless?
Yeah, but it
flavorless.
Also, it depends on what type of
your
water.
Eyes,
oh, man.
Are yeah. teared up.
Dude, it's because of how much metal I know about, man. I'm emotionally moved thinking about all the metal things.
What is happening?
I don't know, man.
I know. He knows so much.
I enjoy it.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Spitwads. We'll be back next week with
anything else for the taste of water?
Well, like I was saying, it depends on the water.
Sometimes metallic.
Yeah, if you're talking about like a spring water. It's spring water.
Minerals.
Then you're like, it tastes dirty.
I mean, this.
I think we've described it pretty well.
The best that we could.
Josh from Patreon.
We've got to give 30 minutes on the taste of water.
Josh from Patreon wants to know, is there ever a situation where it is appropriate to speak now or forever hold your peace at a wedding in front of the entire audience? Can we just eliminate this awkward prompt?
This is a great question.
Is there ever a situation where it is appropriate? Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
It's awareness
yes.
of an impropriety.
Correct.
That's what you were thinking?
Yeah. I mean, if that... That would be the time. I mean, I will say this.
I mean, you should deal with that before.
Yeah,
then.
You should.
That's why I'm saying, like, okay. Is there really a time? Because if you're going to stand up and be like, this marriage is a sham because he is an adulterer. And it's like,
so the question
why
is,
did you let them pay for this gigantic
wedding?
Well,
it's a punishment.
Well, what if it was right before?
Right before the wedding started?
No, no, no. Yeah, like you're
you just found out.
You're over with you're a groomsman, right? You're a groomsman and you're in the back halls. And then all of a sudden you see
right.
the bride
right.
making out with another groomsman and you're like, "Oh my gosh, what is happening?"
You should probably go right.
And you're like, does anybody know anything here? Does anybody see the bride kiss a groomsman or forever
hold
your
peace?
But
you're going to wait for the question? You'd be like, I can't wait till someone asks me.
I've been waiting for this moment.
Look, I'm not a snitch. I'm not trying to get
but
snitches.
But if someone asks.
But if someone asks, I'm going to answer the question.
The question is basically.
Because I am honest.
does anybody out there have or know any reason why these two should not be wed? Isn't that the way they put it? Something to that extent?
Yeah. Any
reason why they shouldn't?
So I've done this.
What?
You were
the one who stood up?
I have experienced the need for that.
Yeah, I do know what he's talking about.
And I have done what you said you should do, which prior to that moment, having to take the groom aside.
Okay.
And say, but this is like right before the wedding. And it's like.
Was it at the wedding?
It was at the rehearsal for the wedding. So this is like night before.
And it was.
And it was like.
Not well received.
It wasn't. This was crazy because I struggled with it. I heard the bride to be say she does not love the groomsman or the groom. The groom. Thank you.
Yeah.
And I was like,
the man groom.
And I struggled, like, what do you do with that piece of information?
Right.
They're about to get married.
Yeah.
And it was one of the hardest things ever to actually go and be like, I gotta tell you something. And
you're
I don't know how to
like
say
it.
This. And you say it, and then it's like,
so you thank think you. About that.
Okay. Yes. And it was basically like a, okay. And then that wedding happened tomorrow.
How'd it work out?
Then, well, they are no longer married, but your point is well received. Like, this is a prior to the wedding moment.
However, if it's public, everyone knows. It's
maybe the choice is
easier for the person. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe it's like, oh, now everybody knows.
If you ruin their wedding and make them miserable.
I don't think that's going to work.
I am curious, just knowing Mike the Fantasy Hitman right.
Yes.
I am curious about your entire, sometimes I feel like you're anti-traditional.
Yeah.
Because,
very often.
Because you attach a strong need for logic.
Yes.
With the things that people do or go through. And if there's not a strong logical reason why they transpire, maybe you don't believe they should.
Okay. Simply because they have.
Yeah. So, do you apply that same attitude towards all? Because weddings are full of a lot more than that tradition. That's just one thing that you're saying, could you get rid of? And I've been to a bunch of weddings. I think that was said one time. And the other ones, they don't have it. So that's something falling away.
Okay.
But weddings are literally a tradition on tradition on tradition. Everything you do, the rings,
the first dance,
the vows, the groomsmen and the bridesmaids
putting cake in each other's face.
Like, there is tradition with all of that, and I'm just wondering if you value marriage at all.
Do you like a marriage ceremony?
Yeah, do you like a good wedding?
Like the traditional ceremony.
I do. I like it because it's not, I don't view the wedding as we're only doing this because everybody else has done it. It's you. Now there is an aspect of, I want to experience that because I've seen other people do it, but it's your forum, your public forum to say, this is now my partner forever. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling all of you.
Yeah.
So you stay away from me because I'm a married man. So that doesn't bother me.
Proclamation.
Now, if you want to talk about like the extravagance and
cost,
new couples, like parents, if you're still going with that route of the parents funding the wedding and they're spending tens of thousands of dollars for a party, when that couple could use that money to start their life, now we have a different discussion. And then I'm firmly on the side of just do something smaller. Like, if that cash is going to be a true difference to your lives, don't waste it on a party.
I heard a commercial in the car the other day for lab-grown diamonds. Because there are all...
Oh, heck yeah,
there
brother.
There are lab-grown diamonds.
I'm all for that.
And it's like half the cost of the non-lab-grown, right? And I'm thinking to myself, like, I've already thought... Like, sometimes you see these interviews with people and they're like, yeah, the ring needs to be this amount of the salary, or it's got to be this many thousand.
I wonder who started that.
Yeah, the ring companies. But I just laugh because it's like once you have it, it's a diamond.
Well,
or
it's
not a diamond. Even if it's a cubic zirconia.
Yeah. Is it shiny?
Like, are you staring at it every day?
Is it shiny in the light?
I've never really understood jewelry at all.
And
expensive.
Yeah. I mean, I'm wearing a...
Nobody knows.
I'm
wearing a little tiny silicone ring that cost me probably $2.
I've got like six more of these in a drawer when this one breaks.
And the thing is nobody knows. Like, if you got someone a very large cubic zirconium ring...
How's anybody going to know?
Nobody's
diamond experts
it.
Will know.
Right. If a diamond expert were to walk
when
by...
When you need to pawn
say,
it?
Excuse me. May I look at your hand under this microscope?
Of
And you say, yes, of course. And then he looks for a while. He would know.
Your friend who you talked to at least should have done that. That would have got him out of at least the financial.
So let me ask you this. This is a genuine question.
Yeah.
Okay.
About morality.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
What is good
versus
what is right? What if they aren't always the same thing? I'll give you the example.
Very excited.
If you took the $10,000, right? Instead of buying a diamond ring for the wedding, you bought a $1,000 cubic zirconium. I don't know how much that costs.
Yeah, no, they cost some money still.
Okay,
yeah.
So $1,000 cubic zirconium ring. It looks identical. You can't tell the difference.
Yeah, like an even cheaper one.
Sure. I'm just saying, for example, and you take that $9,000 and you invest it towards the marriage, towards your future, whatever.
Right.
But she doesn't know. And a ring is important to her. And you don't tell her that you got her a cubic zirconium.
Okay,
is that better? Because functionally, practically, logically, in reality, it is better.
Nah, man.
Yeah.
Nah.
Nah? So you
can't... You can't have like a lie at the center of that.
That's fair. Okay.
And
I tried to test you.
No.
You guys came out with flying colors.
You would hope that you could have the conversation, and then two people see the same logic, and they want to do that together.
But what if you never make any indication of how much the ring cost?
Never say that it's not cubic zirconium.
Yeah,
never say that
it's... If you don't lie...
That's what I'm saying.
Then
you just present it.
But
then
afterwards,
you just give a ring,
if the question is made...
Yeah, if she goes, is this a real diamond?
Then
what's real anyways?
You seen this AI?
Let me see, honey. I can touch it. I can feel it. I believe that is real.
What's the thing about ducks? boy. Okay. That was good. I mean, there's a lot of money that goes into weddings.
Yeah, it's really too much.
And
a lot of gold. A lot of gold on them rings. You know, not everybody knows gold is metal, but I'm here to let you know that gold is, in fact, metal.
You know what the worst thing is the white... I bought my wife a ring, and she had it was a platinum band.
Okay.
And then the wedding ring was gold, a white gold band, and they got fused together or vice versa. And for the first 10 years of our marriage, she's had an allergy to that ring.
Oh, no.
And so like she could only wear her ring 50% of the time for like 10 years till we figured out what the allergy was. And then I just bought her a regular band and she just replaced it with a band.
What's the hot metal right now?
The hot one?
Yeah. Cause like when we were, you know, coming up in the world, like,
Platinum
was having a huge moment. It was
happening.
Gold's out, silver's out. It's platinum. What, like,
is there a hot?
Does anyone
hot
know?
I don't know if there's a hot new metal. Plutonium? No, that'll do worse than stain the ring.
Turns out
everyone's allergic to plutonium.
Yeah,
I don't know if they're really inventing a lot of new metals. Jason would know.
No, they are inventing some new
alloys.
Alloys, yeah. I would definitely say it's not aluminum right now.
Okay.
That's not
the
hot
thing.
Thank
you. Do we have time for another one, Al?
We got nothing but time, Andy.
Thanks, man. Blake, what kind of ring? How much did you spend on? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Blake from the website, you and your family are offered a guarantee of living until the year 2150. But in exchange, you will all be instantly transported back to the year 1800 to live until 2150. Do you accept the offer? I think I know where this question was inspired from.
I feel like that's an upgrade. Like if you say you get to live till 2150.
Well, it's meant to be that way. It's meant to be basically like you get to live a long, 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 long time, but you have to start it at a time when things weren't great.
But you also will experience, like the Civil War.
Yep.
Maybe you have to go on the Oregon Trail.
Friends and family dying at 35 and 40.
Like, there's no comforts. There's getting your water is a struggle every day.
Yeah.
You're not pooping with no bidet.
I think it's amazing. I think it's an upgrade on this question. If the question were, you could live till 2150 from today, or you could live till 2150 from 50?
I don't know. 1800. Your bonus 50 for you.
I would opt in to the extra time. I realize that there's hardship there. I realize that there's like, it's not going to be comfy, cushy bidets and all that. You're going to have to deal with that. But over the course of centuries that you're living, you're going to experience so many changes. So I want the most. I want to see what it was like. And I already know I'm going to live, so I don't have to worry about rattlesnakes and gunfights.
It's an interesting one because you do have to go through like 200 years to catch up.
I got some base level questions here. I am, myself and my family are instantly transported back. Am I transported back at my current age and my physical appearance?
Yeah. I would imagine you stay exactly how you are now until 2150. You're basically staying.
Do they like percentage wise, they'll spread it out?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, but we don't need to get into those weeds. I totally thought that exact thing. They'll prorate your aging over the final 100 years. I totally thought the same thing.
I think you just are this age for the entirety
of it. Oh, and you just drop dead?
Yeah, and then you exactly.
So your kids never age? That's cool. You never get to see them grow up? What a stupid, stupid rule you put into place.
Well, I never have to watch them die either. Well, boom.
Because it's all at the exact same time?
Yeah, exactly.
That's a lot of living.
Would you accept it? Would you accept it? I don't, you know. Okay, let's take it back a notch. It's year 1200. Is there a limit to you getting to experience all that? Would you like to go back to 1200 and live all the way up till now?
I would.
That's so many years.
I would like to do like a year of each decade.
I could see Jason getting back there and going, "Oh no.
What have I done?"
Yeah, the bougie boy.
I got to wait 200 more years before I get my internet back.
Yeah, you'd have no internet. No running water.
I cannot fathom how much better of a person I would be right now having experienced all that life.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like it would
but
be.
But would you go to 1200?
Yeah. Yeah, I would.
Would you go to 600 AD?
I think so.
So you think you'd go back as far as you could?
I think I'd go. If I knew that, like,
because you won't die. You don't die. So right. That part is
that's all baked the threats into it. Isn't like I want to live in 600 AD. This is right. Like I get to experience everything across humanity.
Cool.
Why not?
Would there be a sense of insane desperation? Like, with how much time has to pass before you catch up to where you know you are now?
Having the knowledge of what's coming, and if I absolutely hate all existence, then
yeah,
it would be brutal. But I would imagine, I think maybe you get there, and you have that for a month or whatever. But eventually, that becomes your life. The people there become your friends.
But then they all die off.
Sure, but
part sucks.
But while you're in the process of living the life that you are building there, that. I think you'll find happiness there. It's not like people in the 600s didn't experience happiness because they didn't have
not
internet.
Much.
No, but
not
they,
much.
But you do have that.
Not much. They were pretty depressed. I've seen the photographs.
The catch is like it's like immortality. Like, you know, whatever, the vampires lore.
The curse of immortality.
The curse of immortality is you do like everybody you become friends with, they die, mm-hmm. and then you have to make new ones and you do it forever.
Oh, man.
I think I'd rather just live now, die now, and be done.
Making all those new friends?
I
don't know about that.
He would be the weird guy that's always lived in the caves. That's what Mike would become. That guy's lived in the caves for 600 years.
Is it the 80s yet? I'm trying to get back to the mall.
He does the whole. He's doing the whole thing just to get back to the 80s.
Dude, it was a great decade.
Oh, man. That's funny. All right. Let's take a break, jump into the draft.
the Spitballers Draft.
All right, today we are drafting things that are the color white. Things that are the color white. Mike with the first pick. Jason with a fist pump.
I was disappointed. I thought maybe we'd switch it to metal today, but
oh, were you?
All right, we'll do that in the future.
We are at such a disadvantage for that, Jason. Yeah. With Andy and I need time.
You're so experienced with metal
to really do some research. Okay,
I'm sure you could find something that's both white and metal if you work hard.
I've been looking.
I'm sure. And no luck so far. All right, Mike.
All right.
You have the first pick in our Things That Are White draft.
This is, as Jason would say, this is not a great draft to have the 101, but
we'll decide whether that's true.
Okay.
It's true.
Thank you. The first thing that came to my mind, I love Christmas. There is the thing that makes it a white Christmas. Mm-hmm. That when you see
us Arizona boys.
This is the 101. Is a 101,
oh,
yes.
Well, fantastic. It's when you see that photograph and it's just majestic and beautiful and the light is reflecting off of the snow just perfectly. It is an incredible image, and I will be taking snow.
Yeah, that's the 101.
I think it is the clear 101 for Phoenicians, for people from Arizona. You know, it's like snow is beautiful, rare, majestic, incredible. But if you live in the snow, if you're like, I live in Detroit, I don't think you love snow quite the same way.
I'm not drafting
maybe
cactus.
Maybe not. Maybe
not.
Right,
exactly.
But skiers like it.
Sure.
You know, snowboarders.
When
like
they're
it.
Skiing, I'll bet not when they get in their car in the
they
morning.
They don't call it just Christmas. It's a white Christmas for a reason. People.
Yeah.
No, I get it.
I agree. We prioritize it maybe a little more, but it's a good pick.
Yeah. I mean, you say it's, you know, white as snow. That's the,
yeah.
A white draft.
Are you trying to back up that it's real white?
No, I'm saying it's a good pick. It's like, it is the marker.
Of white.
Of white.
Yeah.
You know, they don't say white as salt. But like, I'm taking
are
salt,
you taking
baby.
Salt?
Oh, yeah, I'm taking salt. I mean, look, I've been cooking a lot. I'm a chef, and the key to pretty much every meal is salt. You got to use more than you think. Huh. You got to do it at the right time.
It's on my list.
Yeah, so I'm not living without salt. That's not going to be me. You know, so.
I didn't have it on the list, but it's a good pick.
Yeah.
But you obviously, it's table salt.
It's, yeah, well. It's,
yeah, yeah.
I prefer sea salt. If I got to specify, I will
Isn't
take...
Isn't that normally pink?
That's Himalayan.
Okay. Yeah, I won't argue with you about
kosher,
salt and metal.
Kosher, coarse, sea salt. That's my draft pick.
All right, you got salt. You got salt. Snow, salt, interesting. I am going to make one of my two picks as I decide on the second one. No, I think I know them both. And they both...
Rhyme.
Are well above... They're above me.
Ooh, okay. I know one of them.
And look, the sky, it drops the snow. But it wouldn't be as magnificent without the clouds.
Sure.
So I'm going to take clouds with my first pick.
Okay.
But far above the clouds, I will be taking the moon.
Oh.
I will be taking the moon.
I thought about that, and then I was like, well, that's yellow.
The moon?
It is not.
That's how I see it.
I see the moon as gray.
Sure, but I don't veto it. I'm just saying it's not a great pick because it's like things that are white, and I'm like, well, is it? Is it white?
At night, it is definitely white.
It is occasionally yellow in a child's book, which may be how you're more familiar with the moon.
Yeah, that's correct.
Hold on.
It is.
The moon is, what?
It's drawn as yellow sometimes.
People say it's made of cheese because it's
like...
I
know it's drawn like that.
They don't say it's made of cheese because it's yellow. They say it's made of cheese because it's got like circles on it.
Yeah, and the yellow color.
No!
I have never thought in my head, like, what color is the moon? Yellow.
Well,
have you guys ever thought of the moon as being yellow back
there? Hey, guess what? Search for moon and you're going to see...
Brown gray. What color is the moon? Brown gray. Okay, I was wrong. It's brown gray.
I'll allow because
look, Al can tell. What color is the moon, Al?
White.
Thank you.
The nighttime moon it reflects white, and it's a great pick. I like.
Yeah.
I'm for it.
All right. Cool. I like it too.
Wait,
it's a great pick.
Poop all over it.
I'm sorry, man.
That's not the first time
I know,
today.
It's a nice shirt. It's a nice
mood. Freaking Haynes.
Oh,
all right, Jason, another pick.
Okay, I'm back. I mean, you. Wait, it's me again?
Yeah.
Oh, he
took that's two. How it works. He went it goes clouds. Bing, bong, bing, bong.
Cool. All right. I forgot that you started it, Mike. I thought Andy was starting. Okay, I'm back.
I took
back.
The
you,
yellow
are
moon.
Are you okay?
I am okay. I am actually really excited.
He's just thinking about metal. he
guys,
can't stop thinking about
dude,
metal.
This laptop is made from aluminum. Okay,
yes.
And that's a metal.
Yes.
I'll keep that knowledge coming. I'm going to – look, I was close on the first pick between do I want salty? Or do I want sweet?
Oh,
salt or sugar? I'm okay. Taking sugar and get both.
Okay,
I can make a mess over here with all the salt and sugar I've got.
You can make some in the kitchen with it. That's
absolutely
for sure.
Salty and sweet. It's usually how I cook. So now with those two things taken, do I want to continue
you don't have another pick.
Thank you.
It's Mike's.
I wasn't gonna say. What are you doing over there?
I don't know how to set people up. I forget.
Sorry. Okay. Thank you. I was definitely
talk
about
less,
to pick.
Smile more, my man. It gets you places.
Mike, it is your pick. You should.
I'm the host. It's a host thing. Fix things
my
for people.
Goodness.
All
right. So it was gonna be fantastic.
It was. He was so ready for another food pick.
So I have two picks here. The first one, funny enough, we ended up talking at length about this ceremony. I'll take the wedding dress.
Oh,
look at
I
this.
Love it.
Look at this.
It's not on my list, and
the
shame
romantic
on me.
At heart over there. That's Mr. Right. Tradition.
That's right. I love it. There's nothing better than doing things because people have always done
them
that way.
There had to be a reason in the beginning.
I absolutely love that. That's fantastic.
So,
all right.
And so I have snow.
That's a powerhouse combo. Snow and a wedding dress?
Just wait, guys.
You just don't want them combined.
No. Well, I'll tell you what you don't want to combine with the wedding dress. It is my next pick. It is as white as can be. Usually, as long as it's clean, I'm going to take the toilet.
Oh,
I'm going to take the porcelain potty.
All right, that makes sense. That makes sense.
You don't want to combine the dress with the toilet?
No, you don't.
No.
You do not want to. You don't want to sit on the dress on the toilet?
Yeah.
You don't want the toilet and the dress? Nope, the dress and the toilet.
Speaking of Highway to Spell, I would have been very curious how long it would have taken Al Borland to spell porcelain, because there was no way he was hitting that in the dock without spell check. Am I right, Al?
Yeah, I had to let it auto-correct that one.
Yeah.
It starts with
go ahead, Mike.
P-O-R-C.
You got it.
Mike got both of his picks.
Celine.
Was that where you're trying to set him up?
No.
No, he wanted me to spell porcelain.
Oh, to spell it?
Yeah, you're not here.
Dude,
seriously.
The amount of metal.
I'm asking him to spell porcelain, and you're like, nice setup, bro.
How do you?
You got him.
How do you spell porcelain?
Yeah.
It's a mystery.
P-O-R-C-E-L.
A-I-N?
A-I-N. All right.
Oh, yeah, porcelain.
Jason, you have two picks. Go on.
Porcelain.
Nice try. I have one pick here, and I'm going to take milk.
Okay.
Because I've got a food. I've got a food thing going.
Milk was the second thing I thought of.
Yeah, and
I was thought of it as yellow.
I got sugar, salt, and milk, all wonderfully whiter than the moon.
Sure, Jay. We've got... Isn't there like a moon and a milk thing too?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I know
isn't
what you're saying.
Aren't those in some kind of story together or something?
There's the cow that jumped over the moon.
Yeah, maybe that's
milk
it.
Comes from cows. Ipso facto.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, maybe that's
that
it.
That was the layers?
I don't know, man. I'm just saying it could have been. Cheese, milk, it's all together. Moon. I have clouds in the moon. I'm going to close out my draft. White chocolate. White chocolate is my first pick.
I like food.
I think white chocolate is the best of all the chocolates. It's incredible.
I know there's
different opinions.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that, Andy.
And then I will close it out with the great cousin of snow, the glacier.
Oh.
I'm taking the glacier. Pretty impressive hunk of ice right there.
They are gigantic. They're very slow.
Yeah.
They're beautiful.
Yeah.
just absolutely kind of mind blowing. You think you've seen them like in a picture, and then you see it in person. You go, "Whoa, that thing's crazy!"
And it's even crazier that people live inside of them. That's what's wild.
What?
All right, Jason.
Wait, do people live inside a glacier? No. Oh, okay. I was like, I know a lot about metal, but I don't know this. So,
oh my god.
All right. I'm going to take for my last.
Turn this show off. No, I five apologize. Metal references ago.
I apologize for nothing. I apologize. Yes.
What's your favorite kind of music?
it's
country.
It's a little heavy. All right, I'm going to go with for look. I got a complete here. I've got salt. I've got sugar. I've got milk. Andy's got the moon. I'm taking cheese. I'm taking cream cheese, Philadelphia style.
Really?
This is
Philadelphia cream cheese.
Philadelphia cream cheese.
Oh, it's delicious.
And it's what color is it, Mike?
It is white.
Super white.
I just thought maybe you'd go with like a white cheddar or something, but you went all the way to cream cheese.
Well, I was looking at mayo, but mayo's got that, you know, it's made from egg yolk, so it's got that tint of yellow. Cream cheese is pure.
Cream cheese is great.
So my picks here are just they're, you know, as white as snow, which unfortunately
right.
You have.
Yeah, handled that.
It is the barometer.
Salt, sugar, milk, and cream cheese. You need professional help. My favorite things that are white. Mike's no wedding dress, porcelain throne, a.k.a. toilet. What's your final pick?
Okay, my final pick here. There's a couple that really stood out to me. And I usually like to have a character in here. So I'm going to decide between two. I'm gonna take the stormtrooper.
Oh, really?
I am.
Wow.
I'm gonna take the.
I thought you were gonna go Stay Puft.
Oh no, he actually was not on my list. The other consideration was Baymax.
Yeah, but stormtroopers are a better pick.
But
than
I'm
Baymax.
Gonna go. Yeah, that we got there. We got there, everybody. Yeah, take the stormtrooper. They can't hit the broadside of a barn, but
no. And it was always tough because you thought they looked cool, but they were the bad guys.
Yeah.
So as a kid, you're like, I don't want to root for you, but you're kind of cool.
There are so many things on my list, like
I bet. No. Marshmallows,
yeah, I mean they're on
cream
there. I'm just surprised that like I was able to get four food things. We finished the draft and usually there's like one or two good picks left, but I feel like we've probably all got like
lots
tons of great
yeah
sleeper
there's
picks.
A few things that are named white something that I didn't go with, like a white tiger,
sure,
yeah,
or the white
rose,
or the white house, you could say.
No, that's fair.
Or a white sand beach.
Yeah.
But I kind of stayed away from those.
Yeah.
Pearls?
Are pearls? Yeah,
they're white.
What also? Yeah, pearls are white. Whiter than most of your picks.
That's
your blue glaciers in your
hand. Oh, we're going blue glaciers now.
And I went to look for, like, I was trying to find a metal that's known for being white, and there, you know, there's
some. I can't imagine.
Well, it's funny because it's like silver. Well, it's a precious metal known for being, you know, a kind of a bright white,
silver
color.
Color,
but right. Silver yeah. is used to describe yeah. a color yeah. that is yeah. silver.
Yeah, no,
yeah, that one wouldn't have worked.
You got to basically paint it like
painted metal.
Well, yeah, like a white metal fence. You see those, but then if you're taking that, you go white picket fence.
Yeah, that would be the
that's
pick.
On my list. That's yeah.
not gorgeous. Metal though.
It's not metal. I couldn't.
Yeah,
have
that wouldn't
that.
Have no. really jumped the shark.
Yeah, I
you don't want to do that.
I had a whiteout. On the list, those things are awesome.
Like
at a sporting
blizzard?
Event? No. At a sporting event. Like when everybody
yes,
wears
okay.
that, you know, those are just cool whenever there's a coordinated,
okay.
everyone comes into a stadium and wears the same colored shirt. But it was really tough. Vanilla milkshake. There's so many delicious things that are white.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Mike, did you have anything else you wanted to add?
I just wanted the show to be over.
What did we learn today?
I'll speak for Mike and I.
Yes, please.
We learned a new level of knowledge that yep. you possess that most people don't.
Yeah,
which is true. The ability to identify a large quantity of objects.
And just recall them.
And recall them
yeah. Yeah,
that exist in your world.
It is a curse. I'll tell you what I didn't learn today. Anything that's metal. I already knew it. So that's the takeaway from today is... I just love how many metal things I know.
Yeah.
And also spit buns. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I love you guys, and I'll be back next week.
Not every episode's a winner. You know what I mean? Got to have the down ones to know the up.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers Podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.